Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Hashtag TBV podcast. Listen, we're back early morning for some, depending where you're at over there in the West Coast with Matt. Still pretty early. We're here to bring you some UK news. So hopefully our UK, demographic will be pleased, because we definitely are. Now, obviously more Matt and Dove Joel than myself.
Of course.
But definitely as a nervous publication owner, I am content. So the reason why are you happy, Ness? What the hell are you talking about? I thought the show was titled David Haye and Tony Bellew and the postponement of their rematch. Well, I'm happy because Matt and some of the other TBV team were right. Their source was right. I think it was about a month ago now, right? Or am I just adding way too many days? Matt will tell you in a few seconds. So let's head on over to the Golden State, to the Hipster Hunter, who has more details on why exactly this David Haye and Tony Bellew fight is officially now being postponed, even though TBV reported that I don't know how long ago.
Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, when the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And shout out to our UK correspondent, Dove Joval, obviously the one that broke this news weeks ago. This was about 2 to 3 weeks ago. So almost a month ago, we reported that there were, from a source inside the camp of David Haye, that there was an injury. The injury was not disclosed to us. Now we know it's an arm injury and that there will be a surgery. But we broke this news a while ago. So shout out to all the publications now reporting it and not giving us proper credit. Salute to you. But yeah, can we chop it up? You know, is Tyson Fury going to step up? I mean, he has definitely tossed his name in the hat to jump in and save this event. This is the last major pay-per-view event of Matchroom Sports. So they do kind of want to save this, in my opinion. They do kind of want to make sure what was that?
You know, I'm infamous for cutting you off, but we've both been saying a month ago. You just said 3 weeks ago. You want to know exactly when we dropped the news?
How long ago? Was it 2 weeks ago?
November 11th. Today's the 20th.
Oh, wow. God.
9 days feels like a month.
It feels like weeks ago. Like 9 days ago. My bad.
That's how much news, though. That's how much news there is. That 9 days ago, we reported this, dropped the video on our YouTube channel. And people took to the news well. We didn't get a lot of hatred for it.
We got some.
Not a lot.
I definitely did. Maybe because I was the one that was obviously the voice of the video and did the voiceover, but I definitely had people coming at me saying, you know, Matt, give up your source, you know, tell us it's fake news. You know, Eddie Hearn said it's not true. Like, Eddie Hearn's always right, so you must be wrong, you know? So I definitely got that. Now, was that the consensus? Probably not. I think most people were saying, oh, it's David Haye. He has a long history of being injured and coming and getting out of fights and falling out of fights. So this isn't shocking, I would say, right?
No, not for me. I trust Dove. He's been with us for quite some time now. And when one of the guys come with us with a tip, we always kind of talk about it together and make a decision. And the information seems solid.
The source.
And, 9 days later, I'm content that he was correct. And this fight is not on. But we must discuss the other half of the story. Tyson Fury telling Tony Bellew that he is 100% ready to step in, Matt, but he's calling the shots. He's saying May 5th. Now, there are reports that Bellew Hay can be rescheduled for March or May 5th. So I guess Tyson's May 5th offer isn't that far-fetched. And I wonder, will Eddie Hearn at least entertain it? Like, will we find out something more than just this social media, you know, message that Tyson sent, which I'll obviously play after you give me your thoughts?
Well, the other part of this story is that it's not only Tyson Fury that's thrown his name in the hat, it's also Dillon Whyte. And Dillon Whyte also added the caveat of he will jump into the event for December. To me, that might be very appetizing for both Tony Bellew and especially Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn's going to want to save that event and recoup any potential losses that he has by losing this main event. He's going to want to keep this intact some way. And Dillon Whyte versus Tony Bellew will keep it intact, if not completely, I would say. So that is also a potential option as well.
But if you put Dillon Whyte in there with Bellew, don't you potentially lose that Deontay Wilder possibility?
Yes. Yes, you can.
And I mean Deontay Wilder for Dillon Whyte.
Yes, I understand that. What you?
No, I mean for the audience that couldn't put it together.
Maybe that's that's definitely one of those things where that's something that Eddie Hearn is thinking about in making these decisions. Is, oh, did I throw in Dillon Whyte there to save the event? Oh, but what if he loses, and I don't have Dillon Whyte for Deontay Wilder? Like, there's a lot of.
And right now, you gotta think about it like this from an Eddie Hearn promotional standpoint. You gotta get a heavyweight that Bellew can compete with, because why pit both your heavyweights who are somewhat of a commodity? I mean, if you're willing to offer $4 to $7 million to Deontay for Dillon Whyte, and obviously Bellew has shown us that he's his own draw, you don't want to kind of pit those two together. Because you're not going to make a super fight out of Bellew Dillon Whyte. I mean, I don't think it'll be any bigger received than David Haye Bellew, right? So why lose those two guys? Again, when you got the option of Deontay Wilder with one, and easily you could probably now negotiate with maybe Joseph Parker. Remember, Tony Bellew actually wanted that in the beginning. Maybe now that could become a little more realistic. But again, that is opposite of what you were saying. It would be them having to scrap this entire card and replan new stadium, new date, TV package, all that good stuff.
And with this being the last pay-per-view of Matchroom Sports in the UK this year, they're going to want to make sure that it's still intact. They're going to want to make sure this final quarter looks good for their shareholders. You know, like that's business 101. We want to make sure that last quarter is great. You always make sure the first and the last quarter of the years are bang busters. So I think that's where we're going to get. We're going to get some sort of saving of this event, however that looks. I think it's probably going to be Dillon Whyte, I'll be honest. I think even if Dillon Whyte loses, you can always throw out the excuse of, oh, he came in late notice, no training camp to save the card. It's not really about, you know, Dillon Whyte not being as good as Tony Bellew. And vice versa, if Dillon Whyte goes out there and beats Tony Bellew, you can say, well, Tony Bellew just fought an actual heavyweight. David Haye wasn't a real heavyweight. David Haye was another blown-up cruiserweight. Dillon White's a true heavyweight, and he lost to him. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, there's ways that as a promoter, if you put your promoter hat on, you can make excuses and recoup one of these guys from losing. You can make sure that you can bounce back.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past, doesn't matter. It does help with the visibility of the show. It helps this show continue to grow. Remember, you could call in and give us your opinion. Voice that opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline at 1-425-569-5241. Matt, I just got to say, international callers can add us on Nestor Gibbs on Skype, Nestorgibbs. So I just got to say, I mean, the best option for Eddie Hearn is to try and at least entertain Tyson Fury. See how realistic that is. Allow the public to be involved so that if Fury is a fraud, he can go down as one. If Fury is not, think about the storyline that you're building. We all know Fury would possibly get a knockout over Bellew. He was able to knock out cruiserweight/heavyweight Steve Cunningham, who moves better than a Bellew. He was also able to get put down by a cruiserweight/heavyweight in, Steve USS Cunningham. But he did sink that ship. So there's no doubt in my mind that he'll do the same to Bellew, which then can add to the Anthony Joshua storyline. Bellew, Joshua, they're big friends. Bellew, Joshua. Joshua comes to avenge the loss after a destruction by Tyson Fury. And this is the best tune-up for Fury, right? A well-known name, but obviously
I would not say the tune-up. If I'm Tony Bellew, let's be honest here. You'll jump
all over this.
Hell yeah. You're looking at an overweight guy that's been off for 3 years. You're thinking, I can beat this guy. This isn't the version of Tyson Fury that had the run through the heavyweight division and beat Vladimir Klitschko. We're not seeing that right now. There's obviously videos he's posted today doing pad work. And even though he still looks good, it's not the same Tyson Fury. For anyone saying he looks exactly the same, you're wrong. You know, come on. He still looks good for any 350-pound man, but he doesn't look like a prime Tyson Fury. If I'm Tony Bellew, I'm thinking, I can go beat the undefeated lineal champion, the guy that beat Klitschko before Joshua. If I'm Tony Bellew, I could be taking that as well. It all depends on if they're going to scrap this card in December. That's the main question.
Definitely. Again, I like the latter option, being Fury. It's a bigger fight. It allows Eddie Hearn to still keep his two commodities separate in Dillian White and Tony Bellew, allowing him to have two separate cards, two separate paydays, possible two separate main events. All smells like proper business. I say call Hayes' bluff. Excuse me. Call Fury's bluff. Let's see how serious he is. Let's see if he's in the right state of mind to negotiate properly. The thing is, Matt, before we end it, we do have to touch on if he really does step up, Fury, and Hearns makes an offer, and this thing is realistic, what happens to the license?
I think the license thing is obviously going to get resolved eventually, especially if Tyson Fury continues to be very serious about this comeback. It has to be resolved. And if he's fighting on a Matchroom Sports card, it's Eddie Hearn and Matchroom Sports and Sky Sports, some of the biggest leverage in that market. I think they can get a license. I think they can be able to twist some arms and grease some wheels and get Tyson Fury that license.
Damn, we just got a message from Fury. He sent his number. He said, call him, but we need him to call us. I mean, if he gives us a Skype, we could hit him. Our system doesn't do long distance. Let me see if I can do it here on the touchpad, though. Let me see. How do I bring that up?
Not call the number via Skype?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to bring that up now. Bring up that the dial pad. I just don't know how to even use that. I've never dialed the numbers. Okay, here we go. I think you put in the calling code too, right? So let's see. How do you do the plus on this thing? Nope, that's a zero. So the plus is in the zero. Let's see, hold it down. Nope. Oh, yeah, it did work. Hold it down. All right. I'm not going to give you guys any more numbers, so you can put your pencils down.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, Ness, you know you should probably stop giving out its number, right?
Nah, totally awesome, though, you know? I know my haters are rolling over in their grave like, damn, he's got Tyson's cell. Yeah, that's us. Let's see what happens here. How much credit? Oh, that didn't work. It says unable to reach. Let me try again. No. I wonder if I'm dialing it right. Or is he? Maybe he, I don't know. I did it the way he sent it. That didn't work. Whatever, man. I mean, what's he going to add? I could just play his quote anyway.
This is Tyson Fury, a.k.a. the Gypsy King. Undisputed, undefeated, Ring Magazine, heavyweight champion of the world. I just heard David H. pulled out against Tony. the Bellend Bellevue. I'll be ready, willing, and waiting to fight Tony Bellew, May 5th, O2 Arena, London. Like I said before, Tony, you want to fight a real man, you want to fight the best heavyweight in the world, the heavyweight that beat everybody else, the heavyweight that never lost a fight, the real heavyweight champion of the world. I'm ready and waiting. Call you the bomber. I call you the Bellend. Be no contest. One uppercut, ceiling job. If you think you can do any different, prove it wrong. And you can bring your mate as well with Doss or David Price.
By the way, the chat is saying something about plus 44 replaces zero. I don't
know. Oh, that's Dove, actually.
And maybe Dove can help us out.
Well, he hung up. That didn't work. I don't know. Let me see. Maybe he's got a... Dove is not even... How is our UK correspondent not even a friend on Skype? These are the issues. If Tyson would just friend us, we could dial him straight up. Hey, what about AP? Hey, Robbie Hearn, I know you're listening to this on a bat line. What about you? Won't you make the connection and then you ring in? Or vice versa. Maybe we could work a sign out. I mean, look, we're almost done with this. Do we really want to stick around and wait for Ty?
You want Tyson Fury?
Look at Matt's rosy cheeks. He's like, do you really not want to wait for Tyson?
I mean, if he wants to come on, I mean, we should give him the platform, of course.
I understand. But, I mean, we're having obvious technical difficulties here with adding him. You know, I mean.
Is Robbie Hearns listening on Skype right now?
I don't know.
How don't you know?
Because I don't.
You want to talk while I mute myself and try to figure this out on the back end?
I mean, I'm actually trying to do it through Skype on my own here.
Okay.
I'm just gonna add some credits and see if maybe.
Oh, I've done that before. That's what you have to do. You just have to add credits.
Damn, this is great. This has an old payment option. This is gonna take forever, bro. But this is Dove. Joel is ready, so we'll deal with him. Is this our UK correspondent, Mr. Dove? Breaking news, Joel.
Yes, sir. What's up, Nina?
What's going on, brother? So you got to be smiling. Your source was right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like we reported, like Matt said, you know, what was it, 9 days ago you said? I've got a source that's in the camp. We put it out there. We got some hatred, but, you know, it turns out to be true.
So, where do you think this leaves the card, though? Because Matt is under the impression that they will not just scrap this one.
I mean, I think ideally they want to keep the card going. The tickets have been sold. The venue's booked. Everyone knows about it. It's just a case of who do they get to replace it. I mean, you know, it's the end of the year. Everyone's been out. Everyone's fought. Who's going to take this fight? 4 weeks notice. Eddie Hearn's got to get that checkbook out, I suppose. But, you know, who really is going to take this at 4 weeks? I mean, you got to really look at somebody who's got that kind of, you know, that sort of pay-per-view draw. I mean, there's not really anyone out there because even though Bellew won the first fight, Haye was really the A-side.
That is true. Even Matt made the mistake of titling it, Haye, Bellew gets postponed.
No, that's how it's properly titled. If you go on any article right now today, it's David Haye versus Tony Bellew.
Really? So they have Bellew even as the winner, as the B-side?
Go on like IG for hashtag. It's all Haye Bellew. I mean, that is what it is. Yes. ESPN's article says David Haye versus Tony Bellew postponed, you know. So
just going Eddie Hearn, I think if Eddie Hearn's listening, you know, he's going to probably be thinking, you know, who do I get in there to save the card? The only thing I'm really thinking of, maybe they've got a card happening on the Wednesday, 3 days before at the York Hall. Maybe they put that on the Sunday night as well. With Kate, I think it's Katie Taylor's fighting. I mean, I don't really know what they're going to do from here. They could scrap it, but I think that's that's worse than actually getting a replacement. I mean, I think Tyson Fury will be a great fight against Tony Bellew, but realistically, is that going to happen? I don't think so. I hope so, obviously, but you know, maybe Shannon Briggs, maybe Charles Martin. No one's ever thought of Charles Martin. You know, he's done business with Eddie before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you mentioned Charles Martin. I just don't know that Martin will come over, right? Is this fight big enough to pay for Martin, especially him coming off of that paycheck from Joshua? Is he going to be level-headed or big-headed?
I have no idea, man. I mean, I think Eddie really wants to keep this card on, to be honest. I mean, Sky, they probably want to keep it on as well. Tony Bellew obviously wants to fight. All the undercard, that they probably want to go there. You know, it's not... I mean, David Haywood, he was bringing a whole load of his stable as well. Joe Joyce, MVP, they were all going to go under the sort of undercard as well. So, I mean, I'm not too sure what's happening with that. I mean, I know the news broke, what, 3-4 hours ago? I only heard about it like 1 hour ago, so...
What about a Dillon Whyte? Dillon Whyte has thrown in his name saying that he will jump in and save the card, so to speak. Do you think Tony Bellew would take a Dillon Whyte fight?
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense, but really, is it? I don't know if he's, you know, he fought on the AJ fight, didn't he?
Hellenius.
I don't know, but maybe it's, I think 4 weeks' notice is crazy for this type of fight, you know. I mean, who knows, maybe. I mean, that can do well. It's a shame Derek Chisora fought in Monaco, because if he was active, they would have thrown him in, maybe. But, you know, I do not know what they do from here. Just going back to the source, though, like I said, our source said basically he told us that there was an injury in camp. We put it out there. And, you know, I'm disappointed that this fight's not happening. But in one way, it's good that, you know, the Boxing Voice was right.
Definitely. Listen, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and cut out. Thanks again. Keep up the good work. Keep breaking the news. Matt, I think we should end it. I did add the Skype credits, but this shit is saying that it's going to take maybe 15 minutes because I haven't used the service in over 180 days. So it was inactive. So it's going to take like 15 minutes to reactivate. And that's just like another 15 minutes of us.
Well, Tyson, hold on very quickly. Tyson Fury, if you're listening, just know that if these negotiations actually happen and you end up fighting Tony Bellew, we'd love to have you on the show. We'll obviously have Robbie Hearns, our AP, hit you up on the back end and you know, apologize for not getting you on the show for technical difficulties, but that's show business. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, look at... Let me just... Not even.
I know what you saw.
Let me just... Anyway, yo, final thoughts. Final thoughts are it's good to be right. And hopefully we continue to be right and, you know, with, I guess, more breaking news from the team, we get more and more validation and growth. And growth is exactly what we're seeking. So if you're watching this, future, present, past, hit that thumbs up button. Hit that subscribe button. You want to be able to get these notifications every time that we go live. You want to be able to stay up to date and have these news updated shows, you know, whenever there's some breaking news or even rumors, man. So don't forget to subscribe to our iTunes, our TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found. You can find the Boxing Voice hashtag on Twitter, hashtag TBV podcast, all over the world if you want to use that, you know, to stay up to date to the chat. But I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Matt.
I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Peace.